The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Wednesday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, DK Network. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Live from Bar Canada at the D. What were you pointing at just now? What was that all?
The camera up top. We had a little, bump.
Oh, you like the overhead.
Yeah, the little overhead cam shot. Yeah.
I was wondering. All right. On the show today, Will Hill, his baseball picks of the day. Full day Major League Baseball. Can't wait for that. Jason Weingart from Under a Cloud of Smoke as well with his thoughts on MLB. Mike Pritchard, our own on the NFL. And, of course, his alma mater, Colorado. He's got thoughts on that as well. Kelly and I will do teasers. We'll talk all things NFL. Our power rankings, our first of the year. That should be fun.
Bum, bum, bum.
See what that's all about.
Ours are wildly different.
Are they really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, now it all depends on what did we prioritize, our priors or what we saw in week one, I guess.
We'll get to that later because I think that is a discussion we need to have. But me and you have always usually been on the same page with that. It was always Matt Brown who was the issue.
That guy. By the way, Matt Brown with us each and every Friday right here on the Numbers Game. I want to talk Survivor here in a minute because we haven't talked Survivor yet this week. And no one loves talking about Survivor more than I do. Just a couple things. One, hackers in town. Are you familiar? Have you been on the Strip? Have you been to an MGM property?
Okay, so I... yes, I have.
By the way, the hackers aren't in town. I shouldn't say it that way. Like,
okay, yes, I've been to an MGM property. I'm going to let you tell the story, and then I'll follow up with what I told you before the show.
It's not really a story. I remember seeing something on Twitter from, Las Vegas Locally? Is that his Twitter handle? Because he does a great job of following everything that happens in town. And so I was rolling up to cash a ticket at the Aria yesterday, which is an MGM sports book, obviously an MGM property. And there's one of those, nightclub velvet ropes blocking you off from the sports book. Which never, ever have you not been allowed to even walk into the sports book. And I immediately, the Las Vegas Locally tweet jogs in my head. And I say to the guy out front, who's one of their street team sign up people for their app kind of thing guys. And I'm like, oh, is this about the hacking? And he goes, well, officially, we don't want to talk. I'm like, everybody knows. Dude.
Yeah, it's kind of
everybody
obvious.
Knows. Yeah, yeah, you don't have to. Yeah. So
you didn't shut down because you ran out of paper or something.
So the entire operation, the sports book is down. And, we were talking off air. But, it seems like there's people in the casino doing casino things. By the way, last night, I'm watching the Giants. The Giants lose. I've been watching sports all day, betting on tennis, which, by the way, went 1-2. We lost a match that we were up 5-2 in the third set, so that was fun. So then I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to Din Tai Fung over there at MG at Aria, and I'm going to order, I'm going to do takeout like I do all the time. And because I'd forgotten all about it. I walk up there, the girl at the front desk who recognized me because I'm always there, she goes, oh, are you here for takeout? I'm like, yeah, why? She goes, yeah, we can't do takeout. If you want to eat in, we can do that.
Wait,
but you can't do takeout. So apparently the systems of the takeout.
They can't even take an order?
You can't do anything.
God, it's wild.
But listen, my problems there or my two experiences there are nothing.
Yeah.
Are nothing. Like the employees might not get paid on Friday.
Holy cow.
Every MGM employee. Apparently these hackers who are doing all of this holding for ransom, according to Las Vegas Locally, they did it to Caesars.
Mm-hmm.
And Caesars, if you're to believe what he's saying, Caesars paid up $30 million to get around this. Now, I don't know if the Caesars thing was recently, but do you remember after the Super Bowl where no one could see their account balances?
Yep.
I wonder if that was it. I don't know. But anyway, that's what's going on in town right now.
I'm just reading up on one of the Yahoo articles on this.
Yeah.
One of the things that Las Vegas Locally was bringing up about that Caesars thing is that was kind of a all done kind of, hush-hush. Because when this stuff does happen, the feds are supposed to get involved. So the FBI is involved
Ain't nothing hush-hush about this one. I mean, the lines at the front desk are ridiculous. People can't get out of parking lots. They're stuck in their cars for an hour. It's horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
It's horrible.
So, and I saw a video online of someone in New York, looking to some of the slot machines that were they all look like they're fine and working until you get up to them and they're not working.
Use.
Yeah.
Well.
And before we were even talking, you and I were texting about it yesterday. Of course, I put in four NFL or four golf bets in on the app. The app was working fine.
Feel bad for the people who are here on vacation, though. I mean, that's rough. That is rough.
And the employees, most of all.
The employees who are taking it, too, right, from the customers. They're the ones taking the incoming.
You're getting chewed out, and then you might not get a paycheck on Friday. Are you kidding me?
Horrible. The other thing that everybody seems to be obsessed with is who the Jets' backup quarterback is going to be. I couldn't be less obsessed with this. Like, the betting implication of it is you'd have to get ahead of it, and then Zach Wilson would have to get benched eventually, and you think that this person that's going to be the backup is going to be good enough to get the Jets to wherever you thought they were going to go in the first place. Like, this story to me is the most overblown thing in the world. Yeah. I was seeing yesterday on the old X, on the old Twitter, that Washington, they're rumored to go after Jacoby Brissett. And my instinct on that was, why in the world would Washington want to trade you Jacoby Brissett? The only other person that Washington has is they have Jake Fromm State Farm. Mm-hmm. Jake Fromm State Farm on the practice squad.
I haven't heard that one. I'm sure it's everybody's fantasy football names, I haven't heard that one before.
Jake Fromm State Farm is on the practice squad. You don't want to continue the season with Sam Howell and him. So, what is Chris Collinsworth's line? What are the most two important positions in football? Starting quarterback, and number two is backup quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't think that happens. Ultimately, they're going to end up with the least sexy choice and the most obvious ones, which is either going to be Case Keenum or Colt McCoy. End of story. The only thing about this story that is in any way remotely the headline is the Jets losing Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry to say, Jets fans. Now the AFC wildcard picture is probably one less team muddled.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest takeaway. I'm with you. This has been we hit on it for a bit yesterday. I know we got a lot of tweets from people, and I understand it's a compelling story when Rodgers goes down. And yes, the Jets should be a great team in the AFC, but the quarterback is sorry. It's such an important position, and the AFC is so stacked. I don't know about you, but I had the Jets maybe making the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers.
Like I said yesterday, remember before the season I said, if you could take 3-3 with that opening schedule, you would take it. True
in a heartbeat.
Now you would take 2-4.
Absolutely.
So we'll see.
Unless it's Jameis Winston, which I'll get on board for that, I think he's really in the running too. Because what are the Saints doing with all these quarterbacks? Right, they still got Haener and Taysom Hill and Winston and everybody. Anybody you talk about, is this guy good enough to win you a Super Bowl?
No,
I'll throw out.
They would have had him already.
Throw out one name that I think was kind of interesting. I heard Pat Mayo bring this up. He does some work with DraftKings as well. Watch out for 5-6 weeks from now, 4 or 5 weeks from now, 6 weeks from now. We knew this was going to be a brutal stretch for the Jets, anyways. So why would you rush to do anything now and let Zach Wilson? And then maybe if you get a team like the Vikings, who are really bad, can you go get a Kirk Cousins or something for cheap? That, at least, I think is a decent quarterback we're talking about and not an absolute terrible one.
Your defense is spectacular. That's for sure. You'll always be live in that respect. But that defense, when we're handicapping these games. Speaking of which, Survivor, week number two, for those of us who have gotten through, an 80%, roughly, it's actually 79%, just shy of 79% Survivor got through. The biggest culprits in week one, of course, being the Vikings and the Seahawks, the third and fourth most heavily selected teams in Circa Survivor. And that represents usually most Survivor pools nationwide. The Commanders just getting through, or else it would have been complete carnage. Remember the percentage of Circus Survivor they got knocked out week one last year? Do you remember what it was?
Oh, no, I don't.
56% got knocked out week one last year. 21% this year. 21%+ this year.
What was that game week one? Colts-Jags? Is that what it was?
I believe that was it, yes. But 56% total plus last year. So what are the options this week? And again, with the quirk of Thanksgiving and Christmas always being a consideration, let me just throw those out. Thanksgiving Day, Green Bay at Detroit, Washington at Dallas, San Francisco at Seattle, and then Christmas, Raiders at Chiefs, Giants at Eagles, Ravens at Niners. If you want to plan that far ahead, some people are like, I don't want to plan that far ahead. What are the obvious choices this week? Well, if you go to just what's the biggest spread on the board, it would be the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills, 9.5-point favorites at home against the Las Vegas Raiders. The aforementioned Cowboys are 9.5-point favorites now against the Jets. Remember, I guessed 10 yesterday, and it came out like 7.5. Remember when they were asking, now without Aaron Rodgers, what should that line be? And I said during the game, I was like 10. And yesterday it was 7.5 at this point. It's coming to the 10 now. But the Cowboys have that consideration we just mentioned on Thanksgiving. So do you really want to burn the Cowboys here against the Zach Wilson-led Jets? So I think Buffalo is an obvious choice for sure. they would, you know, they would follow the, if one of your entries is, I'm just taking the biggest favorite on the board, like you took the Ravens last week, Buffalo's that team this week.
Yeah. And you know, if we were looking ahead a week ago, right, yeah. I might say no, save the Bills. But I understand if you're a little bit concerned about what you saw
yes.
on Monday night with that team and you'd rather just get them out of the way now. I get it.
And you should also be like, you should, even if you had Washington, you should be like, oh, I got away with
right.
it.
Right. Like I did. Yes.
And let me not get too frisky. If you did want to get frisky, though, what are the teams? There's the, you know, I have an entry that's the fade Arizona Cardinals entry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I take the Giants on the road? You know how I feel about the Giants. But this is a must.
It's a must-win game.
Week two must-win situation for the New York football Giants.
Who are the two we talked about? Giants and Broncos. Must-win weeks.
The Broncos are the other
yeah.
one. So the Broncos were my other frisky team. Now, I lost on the Broncos with one of my five entries, my loss last week, because they couldn't get it done at home against the Raiders. But the Broncos is exactly where I was going, hosting Washington. How would I feel if I took them again and lost again on them? But I like, to me, that would be a friskier, if you will, survivor play.
I'm going to throw, I don't think I'm going to go big favorite. And we'll talk way more about this the next couple days.
Yeah.
Obviously, survivor, we're going to hit on heavily. I don't think I'm going with one of the big favorites. I think I'm getting frisky this yep. week as well. And I've got a third team in mind you did not mention.
You don't want to tell me now?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, man. You really that confident in them against the Bears?
I think that Bears team sucks. I've talked about it for a couple weeks. I think this Bucs team, at least early on, can be a little feisty.
What do the kids say? You cray. I don't know if the kids say that anymore, by
yeah,
the way.
I don't know. I like the yeah. Giants one, though, too. Like, I really like that
yeah.
one.
Well, that's the fade Arizona entry, right?
Yeah.
Either one of your entries, if you have multiple entries, should be the fade Arizona entry. Arizona gifting that game to Washington last week. We'll come back. Will Hill and more. Plus the AFC North and the AFC East shakeups after week one. We'll look at those odds next. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You'll also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand for VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, power ratings, plus 24/7 video access. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up today for only $19 for your first month at VSiN.com/subscribe. You know what would be the ultimate baller move for me to do today?
What's that?
Leave here, go to the airport. I don't have a flight. I wish I had thought about this beforehand. Fly to the Giants game. Watch the Giants game. Fly back.
It would be, but you did that last week.
Yeah, but I didn't have to fly back because it was a Friday.
Oh, you're saying it the same day.
Yeah, same day. Yeah. Oh, that'd be baller.
Sorry. What, did you spend a whole 18 hours in San Francisco
yeah.
last week?
Yeah.
Still went 24.
No. But this would be shorter. Right. Anyway, you know what else? Like, do you have when you're texting, this is just a random thought. When you're texting, is there a letter or a number or something on your keyboard that you will you'll mess up on, like, not only once or twice, but three or four or five times in a row?
Yes, but now you're putting me on the spot, so I can't think of what it would be.
I can
be.
Tell you exactly what mine
now
is.
Now I got to pull it up and...
The letters B and V? I can literally try to hit those six or seven times in a row, and I will never get it right.
I think that's a common one. I would guess.
Oh
now,
my
see,
God.
You don't have to deal with the fat fingers problem like I got to deal with. So that
you
makes
do
it
have
even
some fat
harder.
Fingers. Man has some fat fingers, ladies and gentlemen.
But the V and B, if you think about it, it's like dead center. Too.
Dead center.
So it's getting your dead center of your thumb.
That's what it is.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Science here on the Numbers Game.
Glad we solved that problem. Before we get to our power rankings, we get tweets at Beanie the Book. Always appreciate the feedback from everybody on these, and these are in volume today. Really appreciate these. This is from Brian M. Chad Henney from the Rafters. He says the Jets apparently have inquired about former Chiefs quarterback Chad Henney, who retired from last season's after last season's Super Bowl victory. Huh, that would be from the Rafters. That's for sure.
Wow.
Again, I think it's going to be either Colt McCoy or...
I was a Zach Wilson fan in college. Don't get me wrong. I'm not that guy who's still saying, like, oh, Zach Wilson. Yeah, totally. He's going to be your guy. But, like, do we really think Chad Henne would be that much better than Zach Wilson?
I think we do. I think a game manager is better than a dude who still doesn't see the field. Like, I really, he doesn't see the field, man.
I mean, again, it's all crazy to me because none of these guys are leading you to a Super Bowl. But like, I keep like I'm hearing the Ryan Tannehill stuff this morning too, and I'm like, I can't even imagine another team.
He's brutal.
Going to pick up Ryan Tannehill.
Mike Stacks, I'm with you, Gil, on the Broncos. Talk about Survivor here. No other option on the schedule that I like. All in on Denver. Wow, I like him. I'm not going all in on him, but I like him. Todd Bubba Horwitz, Gil, thanks for the tennis picks. We were live with a bad beat yesterday. Love your insights and your picks. Thank you. Thank you. It's very nice of you. He also says, why is Steele not the favorite for Cy Young? Lowest ERA, most wins on worse team than Snell. I said Smell. Listen, he's like we've said, he could very well be the guy. David Shalafour. Hey, guys, need advice on college football picks. It's called Long Shots.
I just laughed. I just saw that went through and laughed.
It is the most heavily promoted podcast on God's green earth. No other podcast gets promoted, but it's called Long Shots.
Speaking of which, after a massive offseason, new Long Shots episode up now.
Fortinet. Oh, Kelly's got Fortinet picks coming up. Still look forward to that.
I think because it's football season, we've calmed down the promos big time on it.
Oh, I still hear him.
Really? Okay, good. Well,
I mean, you know what I don't hear? You know what I don't hear? A promo for any other podcast. Garrett Gibson. Bengals to win AFC North plus 245 at DraftKings. 8% plus EV to Circus plus 195. It's a three-quarters unit bet for me.
I'm completely fine with that. Go back to what I said when we were talking AFC North. I think there is a chance that this is the longest you see the Bengals at all season.
Joe Abraham, love that you're not a trend show. Most trends have no meaning, not enough sample size many times. More importantly, the team-specific trends are silly when rosters change almost entirely over a 3 to 4 year period. Joe Abraham, ergo, why we are not a trend show. Nevada Azer, we sure the Bills are a slam dunk this weekend. You could say that about any team in the NFL. This team's a slam dunk.
I always go back to what was Matt Brown's favorite trend, always cracked me up. The umpire, the home umpire.
Oh, my God.
Because everybody wants to stick around for an extra half inning.
When we hear that one, the home umpire trend. Oh, this guy on the at-home games. Oh, God.
Top of ninth, like he's calling stuff to make sure he gets to the bottom of the inning.
That's right. Well, this umpire is Philip Kim. I'm with Kelly on Tampa Bay. Will Hill seems to forget it will be 88 degrees with high humidity, and that will favor the home team. Same with the Jaguars game. Ryan Hyatt still waiting to hear the official numbers game reverberation of respect sound effect for Will Hill that we heard yesterday with Mark Borchard. Chili Gambler. Am I crazy to think Matt Olson at 200-1 for MVP right now has a legit shot to cash? He's leading the majors in home run and RBI by over 10%. I know Acuna has been amazing, but it seems much closer than these odds suggest. Whatever odds you see on Matt Olson, I would agree, are far more out of whack than they are in probable voter reality. I totally agree with that statement.
I do think the same team thing's a thing, though, right?
Yes.
Like, if he was on any other team, his odds would be naturally shorter just because of Acuna not on there.
But your point, Chili Gambler's point, is a good one, which is, do I think he should be nearly as long of a shot as he is? You're absolutely right. He shouldn't be. Do I think that means he's going to win it? Probably not. But it's awards, man. Who knows? Who knows? Again, I always bring up the Brandon Crawford thing, right? My buddy in San Francisco, who's not a sports bettor at all, but is a Giants fan. Was it 2 years ago, the year that Soto got edged out by Harper in the National League? He was like, so Gil, Brandon Crawford's the MVP of the NL, right? And I thought to myself, I'm like, maybe we're way too close to the sun on all of this. Brandon Crawford ended up finishing third. So we never talked about him. He was 100-1. So, we're too close to the sun on a lot of this. The market inevitably does not reflect reality.
Sorry, I got thrown off by one more tweet we just got. Steven Vegas has figured out my favorite option so far yet for the Jets. Tyrod Taylor. Yes.
Oh,
manager, can mobile guy, can
not
run.
A turnover. He's the opposite of Zach Wilson.
Machine, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good call.
I think that's my favorite one so far.
You ready for power rankings?
Let's go.
Power rankings. Do we have an intro?
No, I don't think so yet.
We do not. Yeah. Power rankings.
So we're just going to naturally go into yours.
106.1 The Buzz.
103.1 The Buzz.
My NFL power rankings are a I'm sorry, I stepped on your joke.
No, you're good.
It's a combination of what I thought of these teams before the season started, and I'm not trying to get too influenced by what I saw week one.
Okay. That's how you and I have always kind of taken it. It is.
My priors will slough off here in the next couple weeks, but not after 1 week. I got the Jags at number 10. Did just enough to stay in my thoughts in the top 10. I have the Ravens at 9. I know they didn't do anything that impressive, but I still think that franchise deserves it at this point. I mean, the real key to all of this, and we said this last year, there is such a drop off after like 11 and 12.
Real quick, though, did you feel like you needed to put the Jags at 10?
Like, yes.
I felt the same way. I think I have them at 10. I felt the same way.
So my two teams on the outside are the Lions and the Patriots, 11 and 12. I have the Jets at 8, even though I get it. They don't have a quarterback. There aren't that many. That defense is good enough, right, is great enough where I still left them in. I know that's probably going to leave immediately, but I just, for 1 week, they're in there because of that defense. Bills at 7. I don't want to overreact. Chargers at 6. Their defense might be terrible, but God, there's too much talent not to have them in there. Mm-hmm. And then the top 5. The Dolphins, despite not knowing about that defense, are number 5. And then the big 4 includes 3 NFC teams. The Cowboys are 4 after that shellacking of a Giants team that I don't think is any good. The Eagles remain 3. I just think not playing in preseason hurt them in week 1. The Chiefs, they get Chris Jones back. I'm not overreacting to their loss. They're number 2. And the Niners, for what they did in week 1 and the priors, they are number 1.
Okay, there is one shocking omission to me on here.
What did I leave
who'd you say was 11 and 12?
Lions,
Patriots?
Patriots. Who did I leave
out? Where are the Bengals for you?
Yes. They're like, they weren't there because they were so bad. You're right. It was completely inconsistent. And I might have done a Stephen A. Smith thing where I completely forgot about them. But I don't think I did.
I didn't want to bring that up before the show because I thought you were going to go hard against them. Okay.
They're not that far out. They're right behind that, right? But it's like, I don't know.
But there's a jumble down there. I'm with you once you get past top 5 or so. It's tough. There's a jumble for me, too.
It's tough. I mean, I think the Jets will come out quick, and I think the Bengals will come in quick.
Okay. Yeah. So if we go to mine, we have the same 10-9. I'll work backwards like you did because that was, look, you get to that. My top 5, I love my top 5, and you can kind of throw them in any order. I went Jags 10, Ravens 9, Browns 8. I love this defense. If Deshaun Watson could get any better, I think this team could be very, very real this year. Chargers, Dolphins, they played each other. We might as well group them together. I think these are going to be two of the best offenses in the NFL this season. Chargers, you have dudes on paper that we lead us to believe your defense shouldn't be complete crap, but it sure looked like that week one. It'd be nice if you showed us a little more. So because of week one, I did go them 7, Dolphins 6. This top 5 you could put in any order, but this was my preseason top 5. I'll stand by it after week 1. I made it simple and just put all 3 NFC teams at the top. Eagles, Cowboys, Niners, and then went Chiefs, Bengals, simply because of the week 1 performances. That's where I shifted guys around.
So our top 4 is the same. You have Bengals and Browns in the top 10, whereas I had the Jets with that defense. And who was my other one that I had?
Jets
in there?
And
what was the other one? I can't remember.
The Bills. Jets and Bills.
You shouldn't have omitted the Bills, as I should have
Bills
omitted.
Were probably like
and I shouldn't have omitted
me.
The Bengals. Yep. We're coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Nobody knows football like VSiN. Now's the time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Only VSiN Pro subscribers get all the tools to prep for college and pro games every week. Our picks page recapping all the best bets from guests and hosts throughout the day in one convenient place. This season, we have a top VSiN experts leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. And our betting splits lets you know where the money and bets are moving for every game. The betting splits page updated with DraftKings betting data every 5 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe for all your options to become part of the sports betting network. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. You know how some things like stick in your head and you think you purge them, but then like you move on and it stays in your head. You're like, now why is that staying in my head? Mm-hmm. You know what's staying in my head right now?
Matt Olson,
200-1.
Because I know it stayed in your head because you were just messing around with it on the break.
Because it's such a good point.
Yeah.
Even though it's one of these things. Is it gonna win? I don't know. But it's so tempting at that number. You're like, because we don't know what these people are thinking. We say it with every one of these awards.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
and what tied Andrew Jones last night, right?
For the franchise record.
Yeah, for the franchise record in home runs.
Yeah, Braves franchise
record. Still impressive with all the great hitters that have played on the Braves over the years.
We get tweets at Benny the Book, Russ Harden, Gill. So the hackers were to blame for the audio issues yesterday. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what happened. Keep up the great work. Thank you. I'll go with that, Russ Harden. You see this one from Frank Doyle.
Yes, I did. And Frank, I feel you, buddy.
Frank,
seriously,
buddy,
I feel you. Bro. I know where you're coming from.
He tried placing a $5 bet on Matt Olson, and he was limited to $3.75.
What's great is I don't even know what book this is. So.
I think it's one of these, the
one that's open every day of the year.
The one that rhymes with Pretty Boy Floyd.
Oh, okay.
I think. Hopefully that trader allows my additional $1.25 to clear. Is this where we have gotten?
Yes, we have.
Are we booking or are we not? What are we doing? Sports betting guy. Over under 1.5 of Gil's remaining survivor entries on the Giants this week. Under minus 350, he says. LOL. VSiN should buy Gil 10 entries just for the sake of content. You get me into Survivor now. I'm never going back. Such a blast. It is. It's the biggest blast in the world. And by the way, I make no bones about that. I won't have them in more than one. I promise you that. But I might have them in one for sure. Phil Weiss, I don't know who he's referring to. He goes, he is so bad, I'd rather have a 50-year-old Bubby Brister, but I don't know who he's referring to. Oh, Zach Wilson, he says, yeah.
I was going to say, that can apply to a lot of people that we've brought up on this show so far.
Yeah. Okay, we have a couple things to do here before we get out of here. One of them is, we lost. Here's what happened when primetime action ended and me, Kelly, and Matt Brown went our separate ways within the network. He won Teaser Tuesdays in the divorce, correct?
I don't know.
When him and Stormy were doing a show?
Yes, I think that's how it went.
So we can't do Teaser Tuesdays anymore?
I relented. I gave him the boat. You know, I took the house. That sort of thing.
We could just get him to kick field goals now. We'd be on to something. All right, you want to do Teaser Wednesdays?
Yeah, we're doing Teaser Wednesdays.
Wednesday.
Teaser time. How about
teaser
that?
Teaser time.
Teaser time.
Oh, for this we have an teaser intro. Time. We have an intro and I stepped all over it.
No, so you're
sorry.
Fine.
So sorry.
Worked.
Teaser time. That's that quick one.
Yeah.
All right. Teaser legs. Kelly Bidlin with poetic license to throw these up. Usually these are Wong teaser legs. Stanford Wong, pseudonym, real name John Ferguson, lives in the San Diego area. Wrote the book on these. Identified the best plus EV legs in football betting in the NFL. Again, the primer on this is they really are total dependent. The larger the total, the less value it has. The shorter the total, the smaller the total, the lower the total. That's the right word. This is what you're really, really trying to hone in on. Teaser legs that take you from short 1.5 to 2.5 dogs, both road and home, through the 3 and the 7, or a home favorite of between 7.5 and 8.5 that you get to tease down through the 7 and the 3. You have candidates on the screen, sir. Is that what you have on teaser time? Is that what you
got? I do. Yes, I do. I'll read through. We've got Eagles laying 7. Obviously, that is tomorrow night. Eagles -7 hosting the Vikings. Bills. Okay, I wish this was available here in Vegas. It's not, though. 8.5 over at DraftKings. Well, at least this morning when I built this graphic. I don't know where it's at now. Bills 8.5 hosting the Raiders. And then we got Falcons catching 2 against the Packers at home. 49ers laying 7.5 at the Rams. Patriots catching 2.5 at home against the Dolphins. That is Sunday night. And then the Steelers catching 2 on Monday home against the Browns.
All right. All Wong teaser legs except for the first one. Eagles just basically to win on the road against the Vikings.
First of all, have you made any bets?
I have not.
I've made one.
What is yours?
I did do an Eagles-Niners one basically on opening lines because that Niners number began to run. I thought it was going to get out of teaser range here. Well, I love that it's still in teaser range because I might be adding a couple more around it. Or
Will Hill is right. This feels like a teaser week.
Yes.
Mine would be, if you're asking me what's the one you would do, first and last, Eagles, Steelers.
At Steelers, that's where I keep going back and forth whether I'm going to include them with a leg. If I could get 8.5 here in Vegas, I would be including the Bills.
And if the Steelers mess me up for a second straight week, shame on me.
Yeah. 49ers, I love that leg. I'm scared how much I love that leg. I'm trying to, just like we did last week, I would still caution people. We are very early in the season. I don't know if this is the best time, like it might be mid-year, to be sinking a lot of money into teasers with, there's still going to be some surprises out there. We talked at the beginning of the show how much there's an over-adjustment in the lines from week one to week two. So all of this, there's just more variance that can happen than what we think later in the season, right? So I'm going to hold back a little bit, but I will have at least a couple that include the Niners.
My third favorite, if you know, Eagles and Steelers are my favorite two legs. My third favorite leg is the Patriots, which I think is a fascinating game because the Patriots defense looks so good against the Eagles. Again, an Eagles team that didn't play Jalen Hurts or many of its starters during the preseason. So that was really a preseason game for the Eagles in that respect. But a Patriots defense that still earned the respect of Nick Sirianni against a Dolphins team where you wonder, is that Patriots defense good enough to hold in a way that the Chargers couldn't, or is Tyreek Hill just that good that he's going to crush everybody?
I think the Patriots, and this is where, look, I think week one it came into play, and I think week two will come into play where, hey, if we do talk about Bill Belichick and this coaching staff being one of the best in the league, I think this shows up again because it's, hey, we know their defense is trash. If we can just slow down that Dolphins offense a little bit, we can stay in this game. And that's what you're looking for when you're doing teasers, right? All you need is the Patriots to hang around.
I like the Bills. I do not like the Falcons leg at all. The Falcons leg is the one I can't stand.
You keep dancing around the Niners. You're Niners. You don't like that one?
I don't love that.
Wow, okay.
I mean, I kind of like it.
By what you saw out of the Rams?
I don't know. I just get the willies from that one. There's a spider sense tingling is all I'm saying.
That doesn't make me feel good.
Spider sense tingling.
Right. I love it.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you know, there's a golf podcast that we do. It's called Long Shots. Kelly Bidlin is a co-host along with Matt Brown and Wes Reynolds, and it's the Fortinet Championship this week?
Yeah, a few weeks ago they had the D&D Real Masters, I believe it was called, over in Europe. So we went D&D a few weeks ago. We're going to play Fortnite this week. They got to play golf, then they got to play Fortnite afterwards.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons.
Gotcha. Yeah, I hear what you said.
I'm even more familiar with that than Fortnite. I don't even really know what that is. I know it's a game that a bunch of kids play.
Do you have picks for us?
Yes, I do. I do have Fortinet Championship. So this is a little wonky. Just real quick, I'll walk through this. This is the fall swing, but keep in mind we have a brand new PGA Tour schedule that begins in January, so this fall swing, Gil, is not a part of last season or this upcoming season usually is, but this is the one thing I'm going to applaud the tour for. I think they did a good job with what they're making this fall swing. It allows some of these guys who are on the outside of this top 125 a chance to earn points and possibly qualify for some of those designated events and even the majors at the beginning of next season. So there's actually, you're not going to see the fields with stacked names in them. But you actually have some guys that have a lot to play for. So at the top of the board this week is Max Holmes, looking for a three-peat. Be the first three-peat since Steve Stricker pulled it off at the John Deere Classic back in the day. He's looking to go for three-peat. He's a short shot at about 7-1. You got Justin Thomas playing this event. A few guys who are on the Ryder Cup team who were just over in Rome, Gil. So I'm staying away from those guys. You're going to see a lot of the familiar favorites as far as guys that did bet. Cam Davis, it really finished out well in August, so I'm going back to the well with him 25-1. Steven Yeager, another guy really important off the tee here. I'm going with mainly guys that are quality distance guys. Steven Yeager, a little bit good distance, good accuracy as well. We're talking real small fairways here. So played an outright in top 20s on both him and Cam Davis. Other longer shot outrights, Doug Kim and Ches Reavie. And then tournament matchups here, Steven Yeager over Saeed Theegala, Ches Reavie over Lucas Herbert, and Doug Kim over Nick Hardy. Those are all my plays. Dialing it back for the fall, though. Come on.
Where does this rank in your outlay?
This is, I would say, a third of what I normally bet, you know, for a PGA Tour event if we're talking the middle of June.
All right.
So, yeah, I think you need to dial it back. If you're looking at stats like I do, look at longer-term stats. I'm sure you do that when the Australian Open rolls around. You're looking at longer-term form instead of recent form because a lot of these guys have been sitting on a beach the past couple weeks.
Deeper dive. It's called Long Shots. Podcast wherever podcasts are available. We do the Megapod tomorrow. Todd Wishnev, Will Hill, and I with Adam Chernoff. We'll do that after the show tomorrow, which features the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, unscripted, live from the D. Best Bets is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.